majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, everybody. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And joining us in the studio today is Ben Swan, who is joining RBN as one of our on-air hosts. I cannot tell you how delighted I was when I heard that news. Ben, thank you for coming on the show today.
Michael, thanks so much for having me on.
Well, you know, obviously the big news is the fact that you are joining us on RBN. You're going to be having your own show, and it starts next Monday.
That's right.
And would you give our listeners the details of exactly when they should tune in?
Yeah, you should be tuning in Eastern Time, 12 to 2. And so you have to do the math to figure out exactly where that falls in your time zone. But listen, we're excited about it. It's going to be a great experience, I think. Love the idea of being here on RBN. I think you guys are doing a tremendous job. Michael, I've done your show a few times with you as a guest. And really impressed with what you're doing and what John is doing here at RBN. And it's just a fantastic organization. Excited to be a part of it and excited to bring the truth to media into the radio realm.
Well, you know, it's good news all around. I mean, everybody's really happy about it. The people in the chat room over at What Really Happened are talking about it. And it's very exciting. We've been following your career initially connected to the corporate media, and you got out there and you had the courage to tell the people what was really going on, to give the American people the facts they needed to make good choices. And of course, you were sort of encouraged to kind of move someplace else. And I know a lot of people in that situation might have just said, all right, I'm going to sit down and just be quiet for a while. But of course, you started up Truth in Media. I know you're going into season two over there. I have a permanent banner ad from my website to benswan.com. And I'm always delighted anytime you come on my show.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I think the idea behind Truth in Media is that, of course, we're not the only ones who are working to bring that. You know, others like yourself are doing that every single day. And that's what we're about. We're about getting facts to people. What's fascinating about this is I think it's such an amazing time, Michael, in terms of the kind of collision, if you will, of technology and communication, the ability for people to have information like they've never had in human history. We are living in such a remarkable time when it comes to that. So I'm extremely excited about, you know, kind of all the prospects in front of us. As you mentioned, we're doing a new season now of the Truth in Media Project. That's a video project. And so this, I see this as just an extension of that, another opportunity to talk about some of these very important issues that people are facing every day.
Well, I've often commented that what we're experiencing now with the Internet revolution is very similar to what happened following Gutenberg's rediscovery of movable type printing, and all of a sudden books became affordable to the middle classes, literacy exploded, and the ability of the entrenched power structures to maintain the lies by which they control the population was eroded, and those institutions that could adapt and evolve to meet the new reality survived. Those that couldn't had to go extinct, and we're seeing very much the same thing going on right now. And you go back and look at how those power structures attempted to control or suppress the new literacy. You see many, many parallels in what's going on today with these efforts to try and control the Internet and the independent media. And ultimately, based on the historical precedent of Gutenberg, these efforts are doomed to fail, and we really are changing the world. Now, for those listeners who would like a sneak preview of Ben Swan's show, I understand you're going to be substituting for John Stadmiller in the show that follows mine. Is that correct?
That is correct. I'll be a poor substitute for John, but I will be in for John today, and we will be kind of doing, a dry run, if you will. I'm still new to the radio game here, Michael. I'm certainly not a pro at it. TV is my thing, and it's a different kind of medium, but certainly.
Well, they're really the same. They're really the same, Ben. The only thing to remember between TV and radio is you don't have to comb your hair.
Well, and while that may be true, There are some other things. Radio guys have to be a lot smarter than TV guys. You know, TV guys, we have to comb our hair the right way and make sure your tie is straight and you're good to go. Here, you actually have to know something.
Well, in independent radio, yeah, because you're doing the microphone and you got I've got two keyboards here and the mixer and all this other stuff going on. But as we grow, I'm sure we'll get to a situation like people like Rush Limbaugh, where he just sits in front of the microphone and he's got all these other people in the back room pushing all the buttons. We'll get there. But
you never want to get there. You never want to have other people
like
doing your thinking for you. The money would be nice. Yeah, that
would
be nice.
Yeah. I have absolutely no doubt that you are going to take to radio as a duck takes to water. And again, what we're looking forward to is the fact that you are one of the people out there that even when you were still with the corporate media, where you had the courage to basically tell the truth that we all needed to hear. And again, I cannot tell you how excited, I was jumping up and down when John let me know that you were joining us on RBN.
Well, again, that's very kind of you. And I think, it's exciting to me when I talk to John about what's being done here at RBN and what they're really working to build out and create here. It's an exciting time. You know, I think broadcast in general, whether it's radio or television, whatever it might be, it's in a tough place as an industry. The broadcast industry is in a tough place. And part of that's because I think you and I could probably agree that that's because media hasn't done a very good job of representing the consumer base, giving people what they actually want. It's trying to dictate to them what they should want, as opposed to giving people what they actually want. And so it's an interesting time. We're kind of going through this evolution of media, going from the old media into the new media. But it's an exciting time as well.
Well, listen, why don't you give us a tease into your show that's following mine, which would be in about 47, 48 minutes from now. What are you going to be talking about today?
We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in Ukraine. We're also going to be talking about Bitcoin, one of my favorite things. It's actually why I'm in Austin today. I'm here for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So we're going to chat a little bit about that. And we're also going to talk about a new lawsuit moving forward with a project called In Partisanship. And it's a lawsuit that's being filed today, really to take on the partisan primary structure in the United States. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well.
All right. That sounds really, really exciting. I've been an admirer of yours for a very long time. I've been following your career as you made that transition. You're absolutely correct. A big problem with the corporate media is they have the arrogance to try and decide for the audience what the audience wants to see, which is why we've wound up with situations like Time Warner and a cable that is showing nothing but endless reruns and reality shows, and it's not what we want to watch, but it's what they apparently think they can make the most money on. And I know the corporate media is paying a huge price for it, certainly out here in Hawaii. And by the way, if you're ever coming out here, let me know, and I'll show you where the really cool surf spots are.
Right on.
Before I got into doing all this full-time work on my website and radio, I produced and directed TV commercials out here, and the network affiliates is certainly in Honolulu. They're basically empty barns now. The last time I went down to the Fox affiliate to work on a logo for them, everybody's been let go. The offices are empty. They're running on very small staff and tight budget. They're losing their audience, and with it, they're losing ad revenues. I think they're still being propped up by a lot of money coming in from corporate sponsors. But the audience is definitely coming over here. And, of course, now that you're on RBN, I expect our audience is going to grow. And I would like to ask our listeners to please, please get on your social media and tell everybody Ben Swan is on the radio here at Republic Broadcasting. It is the clearest sign that all of you who've donated and support RBN, that you're having an effect, that we can get Ben Swan on here and increase our reach and our audience and get the word out. So, Ben, we're about a minute away from our next commercial break. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
Just thanks for all your help, Michael, in the last couple of months. You know, as I've been on your show, I'm always encouraged by the information you share and how you share it. You know, so much of this battle, I really believe, has to do with how we convey information, not just what information is being conveyed. So I want to thank you for that. Keep up the good work on that.
I certainly will, as long as I'm able to. And I know sometimes I tend to go off, you know, with goofy humor and a little bit of silliness. It is intentional because the topics we're dealing with are so scary, especially the situation in the Ukraine. And I don't mean to set myself up as a competition for Daily Show or Colbert, who have staffs of writers to come up with the jokes. But I do try every once in a while to lighten things up to deal with that. Anyway, Ben Swan going to be taking the microphone after I'm done. Sorry about that. Too many buttons out here. Ben Swan will be on the show following mine, substituting for John Stadmiller, joining RBN permanently next Monday in the 2 hours before my show. So set your calendars. Again, social network. Tell everybody. Thank you all very much. Thank you, Ben. We got to take a break for commercials.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight with the Pharaoh. Really have to pray, you know. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to the mic when really open your eyes. Tune in to Fight with the Pharaoh. Really have to pray, you know.
America, welcome back to our show. Still looking at the situation in the Ukraine, and we've got all these war hawks in Israel that want an invasion. We got John McCain, who's got a big wet stain down the front of his suit. He's drooling so hard for the war. Obama appeared reticent But obviously, since, in theory, Secretary of State John Kerry is taking his lead from Obama, they're back to pushing the confrontation over Ukraine's territorial integrity. I think one of the reasons that Obama is reluctant to push forward with a confrontation with Russia is it's not going to sit well with the voters for the midterm elections in November. America's a war-weary country, especially if it's a war that's not going to go well. They love a slam dunk. You also go into a little tiny harmless country, like Michael Ledeen said, a small useless country. We throw it up against the wall to prove we mean business. Going up against Russia is a very, very different situation. Obama might also be concerned that he is facing his own Afghanistan. And what I mean by that is, up until the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, they had a reputation of an invincible military. And when they moved on somebody, that was basically it. The Soviet Union's loss in Afghanistan, which was due to U.S. covert support for the Mujahideen, Charlie Wilson's war, basically destroyed that illusion of Soviet military might. And that began the erosion of the Soviet Union as more and more of their satellite nations began to break away, leading to the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I think Obama's concern here is, first of all, we're too militarily and financially exhausted to be guaranteed a victory in a conventional war against Russia, especially if China comes in on the other side. But the other aspect is we might prevail in the Ukraine at the cost of exhausting what's left of our military, which means all these other countries that need to be brought in to the revival of Bretton Woods would escape being invaded. And that whole agenda of forcing the world back onto Bretton Woods, it's an all-or-nothing deal. They have to do it all. And there is a real possibility we could wind up being seen as losing that conflict, and that would be a repeat of the Afghanistan debacle for the Soviet Union. It could end the myth or the illusion of an American invincible military. I think one of the reasons why the Pentagon likes to proclaim to the rest of the world just how many trillions and trillions of dollars we've spent on our military is to keep selling that idea that we have the world's most powerful military. But the rest of the world is now looking at the quality of those weapons, whether it's the F-35, the fact that these Aegis-guided missile cruisers keep running onto reefs. One of them did it off Sochi during the Olympics. And all these other issues, and realizing we may be spending a lot of money, but we're not getting the bang for our bucks. F-22 still has problems. Independence-class littoral ships are practically useless. And these other countries may be spending less on their military, but the focus for the spending is getting effective military assets, not just enriching cronies who will then kick back some of the money into the next congressional campaign. And so I think for anybody who's really studying the military aspect of this, Ukraine would not necessarily be a slam dunk. And if the U.S. loses in the Ukraine, that's going to have repercussions. Remember how the U.S. Had to deal with some of its adversaries and allies following the loss in Vietnam. That came as a shock to so many people. Little tiny, you know, Vietnam kicked out the mighty U.S. military. It was a lot of years of propaganda for the U.S. to recover from that one politically. Now, getting back to the economy, Peter Schiff is out there commenting on how Obama's economic recovery is a fantasy that they continue to cling to despite the alarming contrary economic data. And we were talking in an earlier segment about this Wall Street advisor acknowledging the true unemployment rate in the United States is above 37%. We know that all of these financial indicators are being rigged. Bloomberg confirmed earlier in the week that the price of gold is being manipulated and has been for many, many years. Keep it down, keep it low, discourage people from selling their stocks and emptying their savings account and getting into metal, and also to keep the gold as cheap as possible so these private central banks that were running gold storage vaults for Germany and France and the rest of it can buy back the gold to replace the gold that they were playing funny games with. The indicators are bad. I think that's another reason the U.S. government, or portions of the U.S. government, would like to get us into a war, because then they can blame the hardships on the war. Yes, you're all hungry and homeless, but there's a war on, because, hey, that's what worked the last two times. Crash of 1907, get into World War I. Crash of 1929, get into World War II. Crash of 2008, and look how many countries the United States has invaded to date. And now they're seriously talking war with Russia, which is a bad idea. And a friendly little reminder, Russia does have weapons of mass destruction and the rockets with which to get them over to our side of the planet. This is not a good idea. And if the U.S. gets into a war with Russia conventionally and starts to lose, which is a real possibility, you just know they're going to start turning the keys in those missile silos somewhere between now and final capitulation by the United States government, and that's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. Now, over at Boeing, Boeing actually started manufacturing the 787 Dreamliners before the FAA approval for them, and they built almost 20 of them. The aircraft manufacturer parlance is a white tail, meaning they don't have a customer for it. They're actually not as light and long range as the current version. These were earlier versions, been sitting on a runway. They got big old weights hanging on the wing pylon in place of engines so they don't tip over backwards. Boeing is now trying to sell those aircraft, sell 11 of them, because two airlines have now dropped orders for Dreamliners because of all the problems that aircraft has been having with exploding batteries, exploding tires, cracks in the pilots' windscreens. And it is a reminder of the decline of the United States and United States manufacturing, because Boeing at one time represented the best of what America could do. I mean, the 707 is legendary. Those things are still flying around the world. And Boeing just had this wonderful track record, and then all of a sudden, with modern management and offshoring and all these other things that maximize profits, they've come up with an aircraft that a lot of people are beginning to see as very, very dangerous. And so airlines are canceling orders, and Boeing is trying to sell off the these earlier 787s that nobody wanted. And it's an indicator of hard times for Boeing over there. Now, over at the Bank of England, British savers have been taking a major hit because of savings account interest rates, which are close to zero. Right now, it's 0.5% on their savings account. That's not even matching the rate of inflation, which is also true of savings accounts here in the United States of America. If you have a lot of money in a savings account, the interest you're earning on it, if you're getting any, doesn't match the rate of inflation. You're actually losing real wealth, value, and purchasing power by having a large savings account. And now the Bank of England, which is in financial trouble, wants to have that interest rate again to 0.25%. This is not going over well with the British savers, but it's basically another example of the banks taking from their customers to cover up the fact that they're not able to really run a banking system, especially where you have this massive debt created out of thin air, along with the currency, by private central banks. There is no way to have a healthy economy when you have a privately owned central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, because the debt always exceeds the money supply, and the debt grows and grows and grows until finally the only way out of the mess is to declare war on somebody, which is what brings us to the present situation. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener just sent me a very fascinating picture. And what it is, this, I think, really clinches the idea that all these revolutions we're seeing all over the Middle East are, in fact, orchestrated from outside. And the picture is, we just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com with its original link. It shows one of the flyers handed out to protesters during Egypt's revolution. And it's side by side with one of the pamphlets that was on the streets of Kiev. And except for the language, they are identical. Somebody got lazy and said, oh, we'll just repurpose this asset, not realizing that when we start seeing this exact same pamphlet showing up at all these revolutions, it hammers home the point these are orchestrated from outside, which we now know, especially because of the leaked phone call confirming that the snipers in Kiev were working for the coup d'etat. And remember, that foreign minister in Estonia has now confirmed that is him on the tape. So it's not a hoax. It's not a fake. You'll not see the corporate media talk about that, but it doesn't really matter. It's already viral all over the net. Everybody's running stories about this. Confirmation, the snipers were working for the coup d'etat. Now, getting back over to Great Britain, talking about the economy, there's a story in the Daily Mail. Country's most senior judge calls for radical reform of laws on fraud so city bankers can be tried and punished. Now, we know following the explosion or implosion of the mortgage-backed security fraud back in 2008, the U.S. adopted a policy of not allowing anybody on Wall Street to be investigated, charged, certainly not sent to jail for this massive, massive fraud. This was the biggest financial fraud since Tulip Mania or the collapse of the Great South Seas company bubble. But nobody went to jail. Nobody got arrested for anything to do with this mortgage-backed security fraud and the destruction that it caused. Iceland had a different approach. They threw their crooked bankers in prison. They fired the government that helped those bankers loot the people, and they got a new government that basically wrote off all the debt that was created by that fraud, and Iceland's doing very well, which is why you don't hear a lot about Iceland in the American corporate media. Might give you slaves bad, uppity ideas. And apparently the way the laws are currently written in Great Britain, their bankers are basically immune from prosecution, just like they are here in the United States of America. But apparently the head of the judiciary, leading criminal judge in England, Lord Thomas, is basically saying, we got to be able to go after these criminals. Somebody put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com, the biggest threat to mankind, and they're talking about a germ. And I said, no, the biggest threat to mankind. Our private central banks issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest, because inevitably the debt created by this scam, the unpayable debt created by this scam, inevitably leads to war. It's a three-step process. Step one, as soon as you get that bank in place, you start loaning out the money, you get the civilian population, consumers, into debt to the banks. When the debt reaches a point where the consumers, when the ordinary people don't want to borrow anymore, that's when the Keynesian economists come in and say, well, the government must borrow in place of the people. And the government will come in and say, yes, we'll borrow a lot more money on behalf of the population and without their permission, I might add, until you reach a point where the people won't borrow anymore and the government can't borrow anymore, which is the situation the U.S. government was in last year. Now, of course, they've simply waived the debt limit and they're borrowing like crazy. But eventually the debt reaches the point where the people won't borrow, the government can't borrow, and it's at that point the big wars get started. Because war will force everybody, every nation, to borrow more without regard to future debt obligations to fight that war. And after the war is over, they're forced to borrow more to rebuild. And the end of this horrible three-step process is that ordinary people have pretty much what they have before, or had before, except the graveyards are a lot bigger, and they're back into debt to those private central bankers for another 50 to 100 years. Germany only finished paying off their debt from World War I 6 or 7 years ago. So, of course, we got to have World War III. Get them back on that debt hook. Remember, wars are the bankers' richest harvest. They love war. They don't even care which side wins or loses because both sides go into debt, and debt is how these bankers rule the world. Now, getting back and talking about Obama's new budget, he says he's trying to increase domestic spending, but we're taking a closer look at where that spending is going. We're not seeing a lot of increased spending on things like infrastructure, food programs, helping all these massively unemployed Americans. But there's a lot of funding going into the gun control agenda. So he's back on his bandwagon about wanting to find some way to take guns away from the American people, because you American people can't be trusted with guns. Fast and Furious will give fully automatic military weapons to those Mexican drug cartels, because apparently the U.S. government loves and trusts them. But ordinary Americans, not going to happen here. Now, we know that Bitcoin has experienced quite a bit of difficulty. A couple of major Bitcoin exchanges have been hacked. And robbed and been forced to go out of business. We have that very young woman who was CEO of a Bitcoin exchange in Asia who was found dead. They're still trying to say suicide, but nobody will actually commit to what the cause of death was there. We know the private central banks are opposed to any alternative currency out there that allows people to conduct commerce while evading the interest of these loaned banknotes. Remember, the Federal Reserve and the ECB and the IMF are all identical to the same bank America fought a revolution to break free of. And we're only back in this same mess because we had a corrupt government and a corrupt president 100 years ago who said, yeah, we'll sell them back into that same slavery. As long as you fund my election campaign, everything is possible. Apparently, pardon me, the Lakota Nation here in the United States on their reservation, which is by treaty a nation within a nation, they're looking at setting up their own digital currency. So they're no longer having to use the U.S. dollar borrowed at interest from the private central bank. We'll see how abusive the powers that be get with the Lakota, whether they'll be as abusive as they were with Leonard Peltier or the incident at Oglala or various other situations like that. Meanwhile, over in Ireland, the government is apparently preparing to order the army to go in and break the strike by airport workers. And so the situation is getting tense over there. Now, little story out of Texas, and I remember this when it was actually happening. There was a guy named Cameron Todd Willingham, was convicted of setting his house on fire in 1991 and murdering his three young daughters in Texas. And he was executed for that crime 10 years ago, despite pleas from family members and death penalty opponents that Willingham was innocent. Now, all these years later, and long after Cameron Todd Willingham is dead, new evidence has surfaced that shows that, in point of fact, he may not have started the fire. It may have been started by somebody else. And this is why I cannot support the death penalty. And I know there are people out there who deserve it, but the problem is we know that our justice system is not just. We have prosecutors dreaming of running for mayor or governor who want to have that scorecard of I'm the one who sent Cameron to the death penalty. Vote for me. And we know that certainly in the last couple of years, police will lie, falsify reports. And the reason I'm opposed to the death penalty is until we can restore life to those it is wrongfully taken from, we shouldn't take it in the first place. And anybody who's talking about the death penalty issue has to acknowledge there are people put to death by our justice system who did not deserve it. I mean, can you imagine this guy? His house burns down, his three daughters are killed, and then the state says, you did it, and they execute him. How do you provide a remedy for that? How do you make good on that? And the answer is you can't, and that's why I'm opposed to the death penalty. Because it is wrongfully applied. And this is hardly a unique case. It's happened time and time again. Bruno Richard Hauptmann, who was accused of the kidnapping and murder of the Lindbergh baby, it's now pretty much acknowledged that, yeah, he got railroaded because he was a foreigner. And he was railroaded in there to cover up the fact that the baby actually died by accident at the hands of Charles Lindbergh's sister-in-law. Ugly, ugly story. These things do happen. So until we can give life back to those it's wrongfully taken from, we shouldn't be taking it in the first place. No nation should be taking it in the first place. Our government, of course, just, you know, dead bodies don't bother them. We certainly have enough of them piling up all over in these invaded countries. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Obamacare stories are worse every day. Medical treatment in Thailand can offer Americans some genuine options at fractional prices of U.S. treatment. Nursing homes, elder care, fractions of U.S. prices, and such superior options. The money you save could easily purchase a condo or two. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, earlier in the program, I was talking about this article that is bemoaning the fact that Hillary's backers for president in 2016, in addition to dealing with all of her past scandals, are coming up short in finding any accomplishments that Hillary can claim that would be able to say this is a person that we should have leading the nation. And as I mentioned, a lot of people are going to be out there reminding the voters of Hillary's past crimes, such as Travelgate, the cattle futures scam, her involvement with all of the scandals of her husband, Bill Clinton, as governor of Arkansas and in the White House. And we're going to keep them out there. Vince Foster, all this other stuff that's out there. And apparently the Hillary Clinton campaign is already trying to mount a counterattack. Somebody just sent me this article, and I did go ahead and link it to whatreallyhappened.com, and I gave it a Beck's Alert puke factor of 9.9, world exclusive inside the $500 million plot to destroy Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has her sights firmly set on the White House, but her super wealthy political foes are hatching a massive $500 million plot to destroy that dream. Well, if they're really out there, the checks are late, because I'm not getting any $500 million. And so this is from the Inquirer, of course, which has always been just counted on for hard news reporting here. Basically, the Dirty Tricks campaign is aimed at wrecking the 2016 presidential campaign of the 66-year-old former First Lady. And they go down eight so-called scandals, including Vince Foster, and they ridicule the heck out of him. Have you noticed that any time the public starts looking at something like, well, the obvious fraud of human-caused global warming, what's one of the propaganda tools that come out? Oh, there's a denialist campaign. The oil companies are spending millions of dollars to deny human-caused global warming and so forth. Well, if they are, again, the checks are late on that one. You know what this is? Hillary is bringing back the vast right-wing conspiracy. Remember when Clinton was in office? And a lot of people were starting to criticize his actions. Oh, no, there's no legitimate cause for criticism. It's an organized campaign. There are rich people who hate the Clintons. It's the vast right-wing conspiracy. So they've dusted that one off, and they're bringing it back. Most of the issues, scandals, that the Inquirer article is ridiculing and abusing are pretty much straw men. They're very, very weak. I note that they don't include the cattle futures trading in there. They don't include the failure of Hillary Care. They don't include the travel office firings and various other issues. So, yeah, the Hillary campaign clearly understands there are a lot of people out here who don't like Hillary. You remember the old saying, be careful who you step on your way up because you're going to meet them on the way back down? Well, that's exactly what's going on here. So they're already coming out with this vast right-wing conspiracy. Hillary's enemies, they've got $500 million. And no, they don't. We're on a shoestring budget out here, which reminds me to listeners, please go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button at the top of the page. As you can tell by the inclusion of Ben Swan as one of our hosts here at RBN, we are growing. We are increasing our audience. We still need your financial support. The only way we're going to get that big money corruption out of media and the government is for the little money to all unite together in the common cause of restoring the republic. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, hit that donate button. If you have not downloaded that iPhone, iPad, Android app to help Sandra win that contest with her company, please do that as well. We need everything that you can do to help us. Please do. And that includes, especially with Ben Swan joining our host lineup on next Monday, get out on your social media, your email lists, and spread the word. People need to start tuning in to the Republic Broadcasting Network starting at 11 a.m. Central Time. That would be noon East Coast time. That would be 9 a.m. West Coast time. To listen to Ben Swan for 2 hours, followed by me for 3 hours, followed by John Stedmiller for his show. That's a heck of a strong lineup to get the information out there. And we need you to help build our audience. We need to grow. Larger audience means additional ad revenues, and then we don't need to be begging pennies and nickels and dimes off of all of you good people. And a reminder, of course, that following my show, Ben Swan is taking over the microphone for John Stedmiller's show, so it's your chance to have a sneak preview of what Ben is going to be doing every day starting next Monday. Now, as you know, the Senate Intelligence Committee has been investigating the reports of torture carried out by the Central Intelligence Agency against people accused of being terror suspects, usually for no other reason than the U.S. was offering money for anybody who was a terrorist suspect. Oh, I need money. There's a war on. We're starving here. this guy was getting fresh with my sister. I'm going to name him as a terror suspect. And the guy goes away and gets tortured. You get money. Hey, what's not to like about that deal? Now it turns out, and this is being reported in a number of places, that the Senate Intelligence Committee has realized the CIA is spying on them, trying to find out where the questioning is going, what information the Senate Intelligence Committee actually has. Now, if I were on that Senate Intelligence Committee, I would be furious. I mean, it's one thing for NSA to be spying on ordinary Americans because they don't count. But how dare the CIA spy on the Senate committee that's investigating the CIA? So that's out there. Down in Oklahoma, their House of Representatives has voted through a resolution to nullify Agenda 21, passed 66 to 26. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with it, Agenda 21 is this program put forward by the United Nations for global control of environment, global control of medicine. Basically, it's part of the doorway to the New World Order. And it is, of course, a violation of our national sovereignty, not to mention the state sovereignty. And so Oklahoma passed this resolution. This is one of many resolutions being passed right now that is inevitably going to lead to a confrontation over states' rights. We have states that are saying that federal gun laws are not enforceable within their borders. We have states that are saying NDAA is not enforceable inside their state borders. And more of these are coming up to the point where the states are pushing back against the federal government, saying, look, under the Constitution, the federal government is supposed to take care of the federal government and leave the states to take care of themselves. Of course, the federal government has a completely different view of that. All right, couple of stories about computers. There's an article, this was out of CBC up in Canada, that the latest generation of computer viruses and malware are rewriting themselves, reorganizing their internal structure as they spread from computer to computer, which makes antivirus software pretty much totally useless. I'm sure they'll come out with a new version that you'll have to spend more money on to guard against these new threats. But this is the way, it's the protection racket, you know, applied to computers. You got to buy protection for your computer or something bad going to happen. And that's what's going on here. And there's always a new virus or a new threat your current antivirus software can't protect you from, so you've got to buy the new and improved one. They're making money hand over fist. I know how to stop the computer crime. You grab that first computer criminal that you can prove is guilty before a jury in a court of law, and you crucify them live on national TV, and I guarantee you 90% of this computer crime situation is going to go away. Another story, this came out of Daily Mail, talking about how many government computers are running outdated software, outdated operating systems, and as a result, they are prime targets for malware to become hubs for distribution of malware out to the public. The specific institute was the National Health Service. People logging in there are getting malware. Remember, we talked earlier in the week about Cisco ran a survey, and they checked out 30 of the Fortune 500 companies, and every one of them had links to malware delivery websites. Now, maybe they're doing it to help stimulate the antivirus companies that they own stock in, but it's completely, completely out of control. But the governments don't want to do anything about computer malware because it stimulates the economy by forcing you to buy computer antivirus and security software. Meanwhile, story coming out in newsforge.com, more and more American cities frustrated by the lack of any kind of investment in our infrastructure, and merely in terms of updating it, they're starting to develop their own citywide high-speed fiber optic internet systems, which will have the added advantage that the NSA is not in there. So, all right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please remember Ben Swan following this show in just a few minutes after the top of the hour news and commercial break. Ben Swan, Ben Swan, Ben Swan. Rah, rah, rah. Get my little pom-poms out there. All right, that's it for my show. I'm going to get out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. Until tomorrow, stay safe, stay well, drive carefully, stay informed, be skeptical, get angry. And aloha, America.